You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome right here to KC Forum. We're here every single Sunday, in case you forgot, 6:30 to 7 right here on this radio station. And remember, if you happen to forget, or if you happen to want to hear it again, go to fox4kc.com/KC Forum, and it will be right there for you to listen to. You can send it to your friends, put it on your website, whatever you want to do. All right, what are we going to talk about this weekend? We're going to talk about the makeover guy, and he's got tips. He'll be in Kansas City for a very special event for North Kansas City Hospital, but we're going to get some tips from him this morning. I've got Julie Moyes on the line. Julie, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Kathy?
I'm doing very well, and I wanted to talk to you about Ian's Rainbow Walking to Fight the Flu 2013, because you are working on that right now, correct?
As a matter of fact, I am.
All right, explain who Ian is.
Ian is my son. He's the third out of four children that I have. We lost Ian to complications of influenza in 2003. In Ian's memory, we started Ian's Rainbow Flu Foundation, where we want to educate people on how serious influenza can be and ways to help prevent it. And we came up with a great plan 7 years ago where we have a family fun walk, and we have a flu clinic right on site so people can go for a walk with their family, get hot dogs at the end of it, and chips, and have a great time and get vaccinated against the flu.
And you know what, Julie? Flu doesn't sound like anything serious. It's just a cold and a headache and da, 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 da. But people die from the flu every year.
On average, 36,000 people die every year from influenza. And Ian's year was a particularly bad year. 64,000 people in the United States died from complications of the flu. We had Ian into the doctor twice, and they kept telling us it's just the flu. And I felt very relieved that that's all it was. And then after he died, we started reading about the statistics and couldn't believe what we read.
For instance?
Well, that 20 to 40,000 people are hospitalized every year due to complications of the flu. It's the combination of flu and pneumonia is the seventh leading cause of death in the United States.
Ooh. Okay, so people, Julie, out there, don't realize the severity of it. What can they do, though, to know if it's really serious or not?
The best way to prevent influenza is to get vaccinated against the flu. It's not 100% guaranteed, but it's the best preventative method we have right now. Also, hand washing, trying to stay away if you're sick or stay away from people who may be infected with influenza. When people aren't feeling well, they say they have the flu when it may just be a stomach virus or a cold. And I think we use the word so often that people don't take it serious.
I think you're right. Yeah, if they would read up on it, and that's what you're trying to do with Ian's Rainbow Foundation, the Flu Foundation, you're trying to help them realize, hey, wait a minute, you know, they need to go to the doctors and then you'll feel okay if the doctor says, okay, this is just, don't worry about it or whatever. But does that frustrate you that you went twice?
It does. But with influenza, it can progress so quickly. And that's one of the differences between a cold and a flu. With influenza, it's a sudden onset. And we did have Ian twice into the doctor, and twice they told us, to keep him hydrated and treat his symptoms. And we didn't take it serious. And one of the things that my husband and I always say is follow your instincts. You know, nobody knows your child better than you do. So even if you do get two opinions that say, it's just the flu, don't worry about it. If you're not comfortable with that, go get a third or a fourth opinion. You know, nobody knows our children better than we do.
Oh, absolutely. Go with your gut, go with your feeling, and ask questions. Ask lots of questions. Okay, so it's true though. You don't want the doctors to think that you think they're stupid. You don't. But you have that little bit of input from your family member that they don't know. They don't know.
And it's the parent intuition.
Yes.
Yes. So, and now I'm much more an advocate for my children. I ask a lot more questions than I used to, and I, you know, on the internet, you can learn a lot of stuff, but you can also get misinformation. So the healthcare provider is still the number one source to get information about your healthcare, but, you know, you have to follow your instincts.
Excellent. All right, so what we're talking about today is the 7th annual Walking to Fight the Flu fundraiser, October the 12th. That's coming up at English Landing Park in Parkville. Now, the registration starts at 10 o'clock, the walk starting at 11. This is family-friendly. Registration is $25. How has it grown for you, Julie, over the last several years?
Just raising the awareness. The thing I get most excited about is we all the walkers get a T-shirt. And the first year we had our walk, I knew everybody that was there.
Yeah.
What's exciting to me is now I see the T-shirts out in the community on people I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So the word's
and that shows me how much it's growing. We have more corporate sponsors that are getting involved. And that's really exciting that they would, you know, work with us on these different events. And so it's been really fun to see. And it's great how many people we get vaccinated. On average, we do between 150 and 200 flu vaccines every year at our walk.
That's what I was going to ask you. Okay, so that's what happens at the walk. But how about, what does the foundation do? What do you do year-round?
We offer flu clinics at different churches. We work with the Park Hill School District and help with the families in need. We do public speaking just to go around and explain to people how serious the flu can be. We've done a lot of community outreach, and we try to do as much media outreach as we can. Mm-hmm. My husband and I have also gotten involved with other organizations, such as Families Fighting Flu and Faces of Influenza, which is with the American Lung Association.
Okay, great.
So we like to share our story with whoever will listen.
And this is it. We want to share the word with everyone out there. It's iansrainbow.org. Tell me the story behind the rainbow part of it.
The day Ian got sick, we were at the hospital and he had passed away. And one of the nurses came in and told us we needed to go see a rainbow. Well, it was in December. It hadn't been raining. And I'm sitting there with my sister, and I'm thinking, you know, no, you can't take my baby. It's the last time I'm going to get to hold him. I'm thinking it's a picture on the wall. But this nurse gently but forcefully made us go look, and there was the most beautiful double rainbow filling the sky. And at that time, I knew my baby wasn't alone, that he was going home.
Oh, my
so
God.
We put the... That's how we came up with the name.
Oh, my gosh. So he was telling you he was okay also. So there were two rainbows there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, and as I'm holding him, my thought is, you know, my poor baby, he's all by himself. You know, he's going to be all alone. And I think God needed to give me the gentle reminder that he's not alone.
And he's in a much happier place.
He is. I'm selfish. I want him here with me, driving me crazy with my other children, but I know he's in a good place.
Fabulous. And you know what? It's wonderful that you can take this very sad experience and try to help other people and then with their kids. So that's wonderful. Thanks a lot for doing that. It's wonderful. So if you'd like
we're just so fortunate with the support that we've had.
Absolutely.
With the community and our friends. And so we just don't want anyone else to go through what we've gone through.
Good deal. Julie Moyes. And of course, we are talking about the Ian's Rainbow Flu Foundation, the Walking to Fight the Flu fundraiser, October 12th. Look it up. If you want information, register, that type of thing, iansrainbow.org. Julie, thank you so very much and good luck with the run and the walk. Well, the run. Walk.
Well, thank you so much.
Can they run if they want? They don't have to walk.
It was nice talking with you.
All right, Julie. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I use Molly Maid because my house cleaning needs are different from my neighbor's. Only Molly Maid can give my home the pink glove treatment, a thorough deep down cleaning plan designed just for me. Consistent and dependable cleaning with every visit. Molly Maid guarantees I'll be satisfied. Call Molly Maid and ask for the treatment, the pink glove treatment. Call 1-888-393-1879 and mention you heard this on KC Forum with Kathy Quinn to get $15 off your first cleaning. Why do I use Molly Maid? Call them and find out why. Call 1-888-393-1879.
If you've just tuned in, you are listening to KC Forum. It is public affairs with an entertaining spin, and we're going to entertain you right now with, how about a makeover? A make it a new you. That's it. And we've got Christopher Hopkins, the makeover guy, who is going to tell us how to do it. And it's at a North Kansas City event on October the 10th. And Christopher, I know, my goodness, everybody has busy life. I mean, you have a busy life right now, right?
I'm very busy on tour, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So we're very fortunate to have you come to Kansas City and to be involved in this event. It's called Make It a New You. You've got tips out there so the people can be successful at it, right?
Correct. That's why I wrote my book. It's called Stage Your Comeback, and the reason was so many people will start a project or try to get a makeover, and then it just falls by the wayside. So I wanted to develop a system of not just the tips and tricks, but the how to get there and how to maintain it.
And so your book is called Staging Your Comeback, and I like this, A Complete Beauty Revival for Women Over 45. So life can begin again.
Oh, but it's just the second act. It's just a new beginning at any point. So that's why I wrote it for that particular age group, because there isn't a lot of information out there. Even if you look at a billboard or a magazine, where is it? You don't see yourself, and you can feel like you've disappeared. And I wanted to give tips and tricks so that women could feel possible that anything can happen.
I love the way you say that, because I have felt like that. Obviously, I'm over 45, and I have friends who say, I can't tell you how old, though. friends will say, well, you know, it's time now, and I'm getting older, and I'm thinking, no, my last child just graduated from college. I am starting a new me, a new stage.
We have it all the time. In fact, lots of women fly up from Kansas City. Oddly enough, I've got several people who've read the book, been inspired. They fly to Minneapolis for makeovers, and it's like a whole new chapter. It's so exciting. That's why my YouTube videos out there, they're viral and have 90,000 views, because that's a great market, and I'm one of the few people who grabs them.
You know, it's going to be 9,001, because I will be checking out your YouTube. How can we look that up?
Just you go to YouTube/The Makeover Guy.
The Makeover Guy. I love it. How did you get into this?
I actually started at the age of 3 doing makeovers. My mom gave me a little Tootie doll. It was one of those little that had a tiny body and long hair, and there's a ton of pictures of me with bobby pins in this little tiny doll head. And then I went in through high school. I was doing it. So I've been doing makeovers my entire life. And then I went into theater, but fell back and decided I wanted to create a career out of something that I get more immediate gratification from.
Isn't it funny how just a haircut or just putting makeup on someone, they change because they feel good about themselves, don't you think?
I see it all the time. I watch a woman in the mirror. I mean, it's every day I do it. They come in feeling one way. They start to evolve as the makeover process goes on. And it's not just the actual physical putting on eyeliner, but the idea that they're being pampered and taken care of and important. And so all of those work together to making a woman feel like she's a butterfly out of a cocoon.
So what perfect place to do it than what North Kansas City is holding called Make It a New You, October 10th from 6 to 9 at the Belvoir Winery. That's in Liberty. Now it's $20, but with that you get a ticket. North Kansas City will have a gift for you. You'll have a drink ticket, and you just get to sit there and listen to health experts and personal trainers, people giving you advice, but you also get Christopher Hopkins, who's going to give you some tips. Talk about what your presentation will be.
What I do in my presentation is I tell women the steps to achieving the goal. First of all, we'll go over body types and face shapes and hair types and what you can do to look younger or to look more who you are inside. It's very important to understand what your personal style is, and on my website at themakeoverguy.com, there is a little quiz you can take for free, and it'll tell you what your personal style is. That's the first step I need to know. And then I can bring out who you are through how you look.
Ah, okay. So let's talk about probably one of your most memorable makeovers to date and how the person came in. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, there are so many, so I'll think of my most recent, and I just posted it today a few hours ago. A woman came in from Oregon, or Northern California, and she was 70. She just turned 70, and she was not ready to give up. She had long gray hair and all this personality, but she just didn't know how to. She said, this is not who I feel on the outside, what I'm seeing in the mirror. And we cut all her hair off, and we colored it, and we did makeup, and she got a silhouette analysis from my mother, who takes body measurements and tells you, this is what you need to do now to create the illusion. And she just, first of all, she looks 20 years younger, but you can always see in these makeovers, after I always say, there you are, that looks like you, because like I'm hearing you on the phone, I have a vision. When I see you, it might be different, but I know that after the makeover, you're going to look like how you sound, how you feel.
And you know, it's not that difficult. I have friends, I have friends who, I don't know how to do anything because I'm a tomboy, but I always look at people and go, I look and I'll say, you know, if they have their hair this or their this, but you're the guy who knows how to do it. You've been doing it for so long. And I think it's really wonderful you work with your mother.
Yes. Well, she was my original inspiration because I grew up with a very glamorous mother, and even though we didn't have money, she always looked, and to this day, at 73, still looks completely put together. You'll never see her without her hair and makeup done. And even if we're raking the yard or she's out fishing, she had her earrings on. It was just her way of, that's who she was on the outside. Without all the makeup, she feels like the Wicked Witch of the West. But when she puts herself together, that's more her. And you, being more of a tomboy, so more casual, I'm guessing, right?
No, not really.
What would you say your style is?
I would say if you check out my Facebook page, the big thing, and I just kind of went into it, I wear animal print a lot, and I wear a lot of bling.
A little alluring.
I'm a blingy girl, and I don't know.
Okay.
It came from my mother and my sister. I come from a huge family, and they were very much like that, and I said, I want to look and feel like her.
Okay. So I can't wait to see it because that's each of those personal styles. So like you wear bling for a reason, and usually it's either a dramatic personal style or an alluring because it's sexy and it's flashy and it's fun. And sometimes people's makeup won't go with it or the hair, and that's the whole key is to try to put that all together.
All right. So have you ever had anybody that came in and didn't like what you had done, or they said, oh, my gosh, I didn't think I'd like this?
Mainly people say, I never would have thought that, and I love it. Once in a while, it's really, really rare. I'm really fortunate because we always do videos and of them if they want to. And it's great. But usually what happens is they love it. And if they don't, it's not like we can't fix it. But that whole key is figuring out who they are. If you're trying to make someone into something they're not, they're not going to like it at all. They won't feel comfortable in it.
All right. So at the event at North Kansas City Hospital, you have a presentation. Will people be able to ask you questions? Will they be able to talk to you? You won't have time, though, would you, to, assess somebody?
No, we ask questions. There'll be question and answer. So women will come up on stage and ask me, what do you think of this, or what could I do, or I have this problem, and I'll get tips and tricks, and I'll be signing books so people can ask me, what would you tell my hairdresser to do, and is this the right color for me? So I imagine there will be time for that, I assume.
Now, you also...
One must never assume, though.
You also mentioned that people fly to you. They come to you.
Mm-hmm. After I was on the Oprah show, I had tons of people flying in, and then it took me forever to write a book. And once I wrote the book, it became a slow-growing movement with the videos that probably every weekend, usually and during the week, women fly in and they make it a trip to Minneapolis. And so it's so inspirational. I mean, I can only say how humbling it is that these women are so happy. And then they fly back happy. I think you got in an airplane, you flew, you stayed in a hotel, and you came and you did all this, left happy. It was like their best vacation.
And does it have to be, really expensive to do a makeover, to have yourself?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's why I wrote the book. You can do it yourself. I mean, the whole book is step by step, how to put eyeliner on for aging eyes, how to wear lipstick if your mouth is crooked, how to, what clothes for your body type. There's tons of before and after pictures. So that was the point, was that a lot of women can't fly to someplace or they don't have anyone locally, but this allows them to see what they can do on their own.
That's wonderful because, a lot of people out there, they don't have money to fly or whatever, but they can get out there and buy the book, get the book, figure it out. All right, so...
Well, if you can't even afford the book, there's the library, because it's in there, too. And a lot of women have gone to the library, then bought the book, because it's a reference for them. I usually try to go somewhere warm because I know I'm not going to have a shirt on and I want to make sure that I look good. That's my motivation.
Yeah, you do have to have something to motivate you. And it's not just about, from what I'm getting from you, it's not just about the makeup and the hair. I mean, it's all of it wrapped up. You know, you've got to exercise. Your health is a big part of it. You got to feel good all over.
To be a fully evolved person, we want to live our best life. And part of that is looking your best look. That's why it's a staging your comeback, because I feel we're always on stage, even if we're in our home. I want my home. I want to be the character in my play that looks how I look. I don't want to not look in the mirror because I look terrible. I want to play that role. So it's all about wellness, absolutely.
Yeah.
Why would you miss one part of wellness? Outer beauty is as important as inner beauty.
I think that
inner organs,
yeah, exactly.
Good organs, good skin.
I think it's interesting that the woman you talked about who said, "I'm not that person I see in the mirror." I think a lot of women out there have felt that way a lot.
And they say they want a haircut so they don't look frumpy. And I will say, well, the cut will be part of it, but your face has disappeared, as has mine. And so here's how we put our face back on. And it doesn't mean painted. It's just if you're casual, but it doesn't mean doing nothing. Like I always said, Ma Kettle was probably a very casual gal, but that's not, or Aunt B, but that's not who we want.
Yeah, no.
Become, I don't think.
No, that's not who we want. Hey, on TV, do you see some of these reality shows like those, you know, the wives of blah, 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 blah?
Oh. Yep.
But some of them,
they look terrible.
Okay, I was just going to ask that.
That's what I mean. I don't think that, to me, I don't know who those women are. They all look the same, and by the time you've done so many fillers and things, I don't find it attractive at all. It looks desperate, and that's the problem with aging. We want to look appropriate, but not desperate. And you see a woman whose hair is too long, or she's dyeing it too blonde, or she's got too much makeup on, or, you know, you want to just look good, and that's the important part.
Okay.
I think that a lot of those reality shows are, well, that's another topic. Don't get me going.
I won't get you going. Christopher Hopkins, who is the makeover guy, who stands out in your mind right now that you know, maybe a personality, an actress, whatever, who is perfect?
Oh, well, there's so many that seem perfect, but as far as, you know, we often know Hollywood celebrities and they have access to all sorts of beauty treatments, but I think there's, I would say Goldie Hawn is a don't, because that's what I mean by she looks like I don't know who she is now. She looks kind of like she did then, but you know she's over 60, 70. So I find that, or Cher, I find those not quite right for some reason. I want to know who you are now. So I'd say more natural, Lauren Hutton, or classic beauties, even, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. There's so many that look so good,
yeah.
But a lot of news anchors, you know. I mean, I even think Barbara
Walters.
What's her name on The View?
Barbara Walters.
Yes. Now, what is she, 120 or something?
She's 80.
She's older. But she still looks good and appropriate, and she, you know, it doesn't look desperate. So there's a fine line.
Ah, okay. Christopher Hopkins, if you want to find out all about him, go online, go to his website, or go out and buy his book, and you can meet him October the 10th, North Kansas City, Belvoir Winery in Liberty, and I think it'd be a great thing. You'll have health experts, all sorts of folks, and you have been such a pleasure, and you just put it out there. I mean, obviously, you've lived it with your mom, with the women that you've helped, and you know what's going through their minds, because when you said, I think that's what hit me, when you said, you know, life is just starting now. It's another chapter. It's another stage. That's how I feel,
yep.
You know, and that's how women out there should do it.
The best is yet to come. I truly believe that. And you just keep setting your goals ahead. And there's many avenues, but my avenue in helping people have a better life is through the avenue of how expressing your outer appearance through your inner image comes out.
Excellent. All right. I got to go buy my plane ticket to Minneapolis.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
I guess they're really cheap airfares from Kansas City to Minneapolis. That's what I've heard.
Isn't that hilarious? I'm going to check it out. Thank you so much. And we'll meet you at the North Kansas City event, Make It a New You.
Can't wait to see you.
All right, Christopher. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
It's something none of us like to think about. But have you ever wondered what might happen to your home, to your finances, or even to your loved ones if you should die? Though we don't like to think about it, it's something we need to plan for just in case. Quinn & Quinn PC Law Firm of Kansas City can help. With a combined 68 years of experience in probate and estate planning, Quinn & Quinn Attorneys at Law can answer your questions about estate planning. Maybe you need a will or a trust. Let our experience work for you in this most crucial area of your life. Call 816-444-7474 for a consultation. 816-444-7474 and let Quinn and Quinn's experience work for you. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
Of course, back now with KC Forum. It wouldn't be a radio show if I didn't have something Irish on the show. I mean, you know, we have the elders who do our bumper music, and we're just always talking about things that are Irish. And the Irish Center at the Union Station, I've got Renata on the line, and it's actually the Kansas City Irish Center at Union Station. Renata, you guys have a lot going on. I just wanted to check in with you. I understand you have a new class coming up.
We do have a new class, Kathy. We have a Bowron class starting up.
Ooh, okay, what's that?
Well, it's a drum. It's a drum that's particularly Irish. It's held in the hand, and the other hand holds the beater. And it not only plays rhythm, it also plays melody.
Aha! Yeah, I know. I love the Bowron. I think it is just incredible. Okay, so how does someone get signed up for this?
Well, you just need to show up to the class.
Okay, and is that at the center?
It is at the center, and it is at 5 p.m. starting October 8th.
Okay, perfect. And I'm just looking down the list. If you all want to look, it's what is your website?
IrishCenterKC.org.
Lots of stuff. Creating Memories, Part 2.
Oh, that's a fun class.
And that's not a genealogy workshop. What is that?
It's passing information on to the future. It's letting your descendants know what you got up to while you were alive.
Aha, but then you do have beginning genealogy.
We do, from 11 to 12 that same day. That's Saturday, October 5th, and that's with Barbara Scanlon. She is amazing. She will get you through whatever problems you might have with genealogy. She will get you through it.
And also at the Irish Center, a lot of concert tickets on sale. What do we got coming up?
Yeah, we have, do you want to go ahead or do you want me to tell?
Go right ahead.
We have The Priests, December 5th, and that it will be at the Midland Theater. Mm-hmm. And then we have coming up in spring, we have Paul Byram from Celtic Thunder, the one with the wonderful tenor voice.
Aha.
He's going to be around in February. And then we are going live with Acoustic by Candlelight on Saturday, December 7th as well.
My goodness. Okay, so somebody just needs to go online, get their calendar, and just write everything down that you're doing, because you are very, very busy at the Irish Center. How does somebody get involved, say if they want to become a volunteer, or how can they help?
Well, you know, the best thing to do is to pick up the phone and call us. Okay. 816-474-3848, or they can email nancy@irishcenterkc.org or renata@irishcenterkc.org.
All right.
Or they can pop in, Kathy. I mean, we're very welcoming down here.
It just seems like there's always something going on.
There is. And can I put in another little plug?
You may.
We've got Seamus Heaney's commemoration on Thursday, October 10th.
Okay, tell me about that.
You know who he is? A lot of people don't.
No, tell me.
He is the Nobel Poet of Ireland, and he was the Nobel Poet of Ireland, prize winning, and he was the Poet Laureate of Ireland, and he was the kind of man that could write a poem about a sick cow, or about Dante's Inferno, or about the troubles in the north of Ireland. He was just an amazing man.
He could tell a story.
He could tell a story. You would want to have a drink with him.
A celebration for Seamus Heaney that goes on the 10th of October, Thursday, 6:30 to 9. And
that's
once
right.
Again, all sorts of things. If you want to find out more, go to their website. And Renata, the Irish Center, it's grown in the first years, hasn't it? Just everybody's just finding out about it.
Oh, we still have people pop in who don't know we're here, but we are getting so much repeat customers now. People just come down here, come back for our concerts and our events and our whiskey tastings and our classes. And I've got 23 people signed up for my Irish language class this semester.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So it is growing down here.
All right. And if people want to find out more, just give you a buzz. What's that number again?
816-474-3848.
All right, Ms. Renata, thank you very much. Now, I was just going to ask you that. Thank you so much, my darling. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
and bye to all of you, because that's it for our show this weekend. Okay, guys, next weekend, remember, 6:30 to 7 right here on this radio station, KC Forum. Thank you to the Elders for their music, as we use it for our bumper music. Also, Katie Connors, executive producer, Ed Walker getting us on the air, and to Fox 4 allowing us to put this on the website, fox4kc.com/KC Forum. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.